There were no girls, though. No wee free women. No, there was one. The squabbling, bustling crowds parted to let her through. She came up to Tiffany's ankle. She was prettier than the male Feagles, although the world was full of things prettier than, say, Daft Woolly. But like them, she had red hair and an expression of determination. She curtsied and then said, "Are you the big job hag, mistress?" Tiffany looked around. She was the only person in the cavern who was over 7 inches tall.
Yes, she said. More or less, yes.
"I am Fionn. The Kelda says to tell you the wee boy may come to nae harm yet."
"She's found him," said Tiffany quickly. "Where is he?"
"Nay, nay. But the Kelda knows the ways of the Queen. She didna want you to fash yoursel on that score."
"But she stole him."
"Aye, 'tis complicated. Rest a wee while. The Kelda will see you presently. She is not strong now."
Fionn turned around with a swirl of skirts, strode back across the chalk floor as if she was a queen herself, and disappeared behind a large round stone that leaned against the far wall. Tiffany, without looking down, carefully lifted the toad out of her pocket and held it close to her lips.
"Am I fashing myself?" she whispered.
"No, not really," said the toad.
"You would tell me if I was, wouldn't you?" said Tiffany urgently. "It'd be terrible if everyone could see I was fashioning and I didn't know."
"You haven't a clue what it means, have you?" said the toad.
"Not exactly, no."
"She just doesn't want you to get upset, that's all."
"Yes, I thought it was probably something like that," lied Tiffany. "Can you sit on my shoulder? I think I might need some help here."
The ranks of the Nac Mac Feagle were watching her with interest, but at the moment it appeared that she had nothing to do but hurry up and wait. She sat down carefully, drumming her fingers on her knees.
"What do you think of the wee place, eh?" said a voice from below. "It's great, yeah?"
She looked down. Rob Anybody Feagle and a few of the Pixies she'd already met were lurking there, watching her nervously.
"Very cosy," said Tiffany, because that was better than saying, "How sooty," or "How delightfully noisy."
She added, "Do you cook for all of you on that little fire?" The big space in the centre held a small fire under a hole in the roof which let the smoke get lost in the bushes above and in return brought in a little extra light.
"Aye, mistress," said Rob Anybody.
"The small stuff, bunnies and that," added Daft Woolly. "The big stuff we roast on the chalk peak."
"Sorry, what was that?"
"What?"
said Rob Anybody innocently, his hand firmly over the mouth of the struggling Woolly.
"What was Woolly saying about roasting big stuff?" Tiffany demanded. "You roast big stuff in the chalk pit. Is this the kind of big stuff that goes bar? Because that's the only big stuff you'll find in these hills."
She kneeled down on the grimy floor and brought her face to within an inch of Rob Anybody's face, which was grinning madly and sweating.
"Is it? Ach, we'll, in a manner of speaking..."
"It is."
"'Tis not thine, mistress," shrieked Rob Anybody. "We ne'er took an aching ship without the leave of Granny."
"Granny Aching let you have sheep?"
"Aye, aye, she did that, as payment."
"Payment for what?"
"No aching ship ever got caught by wolves," Rob Anybody gabbled. "No foxes took an aching lamb, right? Nor no lamb e'er had its een picked out by corpies, not with wee Hamish up in the sky."
Tiffany looked sideways at the toad.
"Crows," said the toad.
"They sometimes peck out the eyes of..."
"Yes, yes, I know what they do," said Tiffany.
She calmed down a little.
"Oh, I see. You kept away the crows and wolves and foxes for Granny, yes?"
"Aye, mistress. No, just kept them away, neither," said Rob Anybody triumphantly. "There's good eating on a wolf." "Aye, they kebabs up a treat, but they're no as good as a ship, though,"
Woolly managed, before a hand was clamped over his mouth again.
"From a hag you only take what you's given," said Rob Anybody, holding his struggling brother firmly. "Since she's gone, though, we take the odd old ewe that would have deed anyway, but ne'er one with the aching mark on my honour."
"On your honour as a drunken rowdy thief," said Tiffany. Rob Anybody beamed.
"Aye," he said, "and I got a lot of good big reputation to protect there. That's the truth of it, mistress. We keeps an eye on the ships of the hills, in memory of Granny Aching, and in return we take what is hardly worth a thing." And a baccy, of course.
And then, once again, Daft